Here with me is Barry Nelson with John Deere. And Barry, we're at Poets Project Liberty Field Day in Emmitsburg, Iowa. We've got a lot of big equipment on display here for farmers who are out here looking at how they might be able to work with Poet in bringing in, besides some corn, the cobs now and other material that they collect during the harvest process. How is Deere working with a company like Poet on this?
Well, first of all, this is really a very unique event. Not every media event or customer event are you able to go and see prototype machines. You see concepts or visions of the future of what type of technology that we'll use. And if you heard the main presentation earlier, there's basically three systems on display here. The one that we're actively working with is the corn cob mix attachment kit, which we'll have available within a year or two. And so that if you can take this corn cob mix with just an attachment on your existing combine, you'll be able to produce 11% more ethanol per acre of field. So you're gaining efficiency right there with just that particular attachment. Another system, they're using a cart, which at this time Deere is not endorsing, but we're looking more into that. And then a third system is an experimental combine we have with Iowa State, which you can do both. You can go through the field and harvest grain as you usually would, or you can take you can lower an attachment and you can collect the biomass with just one machine in the field.
Well, and speaking of new technology, since this is during the harvest process, you're talking about equipment that either is or can be guided by GPS and other types of precision equipment too, right?
Right. Well, for example, getting back to the corn cob mix design, now you're taking in corn, the mixture, to create more ethanol. Then you take the other new technology we have, such as precision guidance, so that you're more efficient with every pass through the field. Maybe you can go a little faster. The operator is less fatigued at the end of the day. So you take all that integrated technology and put it together, and you're going to gain some real efficiencies to make that producer more profitable.
And I know, like you said, we're seeing some prototype equipment, but this isn't very far away. They're talking about here with Poet having this plant, this new plant in operation just in about 2 years.
Right, and we got to continue to evaluate all that, see what the needs of the customers are, and that's why we're at this event, to actually talk to customers. We have focus groups that come in to help guide us on what the best design is, but like I said, it's a unique event, and you get to see a lot of experimental machines out here.
Thank you very much. That's Barry Nelson with John Deere here at Poets Project Liberty Field Day. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.